Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Aaron Tippin at the Wii Fest?
He is not.
Not at Wii Fest.
He has been before, though.
As he's performing on the What's On Your Mind Wii Fest today, right?
Yes, he is.
Yes, we love that. Thank you very much.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace. In an extraordinary place.
Let's preach it, shall we?
Where the stars and stripes, and the eagle flies.
That's right. Stars and stripes and eagles flying over. That is USA, baby. Welcome to What's On Your Mind, Thursday edition. Thanks to Kevin and Todd for a 7 for yours truly yesterday. Much appreciated. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience waiting for you like meatloaf at their 45th Street location in Fargo. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Yulin. You could go Swedish Meatballs, NP Avenue. No, I'm sorry, in Glendon today. NP Avenue, Salisbury Steak, 12th and 929 Mac and Beef. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, they're going pulled pork, baked beans, and coleslaw today. Good. Some more of that homemade meatloaf in Harwood. And if you're traveling I-94, take exit 292, head north for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, French dip, sandwich, or pulled pork today at PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. What is on your mind, ladies and gentlemen? This is the show to let us know. 701-258-0550. That's the telephone number, 701-258-0550. That's what I'm going to tell you all day, every day, is the number to call us on What's On Your Mind, 701-258-0550. I just want to get off my chest one final thing. I'm going to write a column about this for the Saturday newspapers, Wednesday, McKenzie County Farmer, Saturday, Fargo Forum, Grand Forks Herald. I wonder if they'll print this in the Grand Forks Herald, because they've been cheerleading this Fufang Chinese ownership of a corn milling plant in the Grand Forks. Gung-ho. All fired up. Few politicians are, too, and some overeager economic developers. And corn growers. If you're a corn grower, do you sort of say, hey, another opportunity to sell my corn. It's going to raise the price of corn. I don't much care who the buyer is. I don't know. I don't think corn growers are like that. They're patriots first, aren't they? Now,
yep.
Maybe the association does what associations do. They advocate for more corn buyers. They don't much care where they come from. But I think most corn growers are going to say, USA, baby, first and foremost. I think so. But you tell me if I'm wrong. Corn growers, I want to hear from you. 701-258-0550. Here's the deal, though. The time has come for a hard stop on Chinese ownership of a facility near the Grand Forks Air Force Base. This one happens to be a corn milling plant. I don't care if it's a widget factory. If it's majority Chinese owned near the Grand Forks Air Force Base, hard stop. And here's why. I could give you many reasons why. But the most important reason why is next door at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, they have a new mission. And the new mission is called ISR, Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance. The Space Force now has a command mission, Space Force Command, at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. I was there when that was all announced. in the City Hall chambers in Grand Forks. And at the time, interviewed the commander of the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Sharp fella. He said there were three reasons this new mission was necessary. You know what the three missions were, fellas? China.
And then China?
Well, if you want to go with four reasons.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Todd, do you want to add a fifth?
China.
Because of the threat posed by China, we needed an ISR mission. Now, after that new mission was announced, is when a U.S. site selection, super producer says, six reasons, China. So we got six reasons now. Thank you, Chris Larson. After that mission was announced, that's when a process played out that said, oh, well, you know, Grand Forks is the selection. So let's just be done with this. I've got credible sources everywhere that we're now threatening the ISR mission, and it will go elsewhere if Fu Feng is allowed to build this plant. By the way, my understanding also, solid sources on this, major defense contractors operating at the base have similar concerns. That'd be folks like Northrop Grumman, General Atomics. It's another major. One is the Predator folks. The other is the Global Hawk folks that build these incredible machines that take out terrorists. Okay? Why would our new Space Force think it's okay to have their number one target a few miles down the road? They wouldn't. This is not a difficult decision.
You would think.
Can I give you another couple of reasons, and then I'll be done talking today about this topic? The Chinese openly threatened to shoot down the Speaker of the House for visiting Taiwan. This isn't like a sort of veiled threat. They've now said they're going to do all these exercises in response to this. Is that not enough, folks? Is that right there not enough? We've talked about this before, but I'll remind you another reason. U.S. Air Force Major Jeremy Fox writes in a memo, quote, some of the most sensitive elements of Grand Forks exist with the digital uplinks and downlinks inherent with unmanned air systems and their interaction with space-based assets. Any such data collection would present a costly national security risk, causing grave damage to the United States' strategic advantages. Passive collection of those signals would be undetectable, as the requirements to do so would merely require ordinary antennas tuned to the right collecting frequencies. This introduces a grave vulnerability to our Defense Department installations and is incredibly compromising to U.S. national security. Let's let those words sink in a little bit for you, folks. Global trade is one thing. Selling your products on a world market, it's going to happen. National security, completely different animal. If we have U.S. Air Force majors writing memos talking about this project causing a grave threat to America, and the future mission of the Air Force Base, the Grand Forks Air Force Base that is there to protect us, is threatened, can we be done with this now? Can we stop talking about this now? Hard stop? I hope so.
Me too.
That's what's on my mind. I welcome what's on yours.
Yeah.
701-258-0550. Let's stop talking about this. Let's be done. I want to say this. I respect the daylights out of people in Grand Forks. It's my adopted hometown. I spent 18 years there. Love the city. Love everything about it. Love that Air Force Base and all it represents over the years. No word of a lie. The first night I put my head on the pillow in Grand Forks, I woke up early the next morning. You know what I did? Drove out to the Grand Forks Air Force Base on Highway 2. I'm like a kid in a candy store. How cool is this? We have an Air Force Base here.
That was 1984 that I did that.
I miss the fighters flying around.
I do, too.
I miss the tactical and the SAC.
But you know what?
SAC missions.
What they're doing right now is taking on terrorists.
You bet.
It's important work. I love seeing all that as well, but it's important work. Grant in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I guess you've touched on, based on that before in the past, Scott, about the moral and ethical decisions that people need to make. And that's another, we almost need a moral and ethical reset when we sell these assets and stuff. And I don't think that anything China should be bought in this country anymore. And then my other question is, when you got these major generals or these guys that are pretty, have a lot of power, when do they go above their power on the person that might turn, ignore their concerns? Because it feels like it might happen. I don't know.
I want to flesh out a little bit of what you're talking about there, Grant. Hang on a second. We're up against the break here. Sander than Minot behind that. Anything on your mind today, it's welcome. 701-258-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
Did you know you can move for free? Sounds too good to be true? Etch & Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Etch & Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Etch & Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Attention farmers, harvest season is right around the corner. Don't let a lack of storage slow down your operation. We have over 50 Brock grain bins in stock. But don't wait, they will go fast. We also offer repair and maintenance services to damaged and existing bins. Our team will make sure that you have the best storage solutions to keep your farm moving at full speed. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's WeFest on the radio. What's on your mind? All those folks headed for WeFest in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, the Sioux Pass Ranch. How about that?
Tonight's the night.
Starts tonight.
Yep.
Goes tomorrow. Saturday as well.
You're going to see this guy tomorrow. Lee Bryce is going to be there tomorrow with Miranda Lambert.
I'm actually more excited about Lee Bryce than I am Miranda Lambert.
I can see why. Yeah. Play Walker, some old school tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Two reasons, by the way. Lee Bryce plays at what, 8? 8:30?
Yeah, he's a, yep.
8:15, I think it is.
Yep.
Guess what time Miranda Lambert, the lead act, starts?
10:30.
Todd, you know? Sorry.
Yeah, I thought you were right.
10:30 at night it starts!
Hey, you're showing your age here, Daddy-o. You can do it. Come on.
Taking that. Lake Minagoshi introducing an act at 10:45 that night, so.
Yeah.
Holy buckets.
There you go, late, baby.
Didn't feel like a dinosaur. Maybe I am. Brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. Look, viruses come and go. Mold comes and goes. You know, there's things in the air always. We're obviously in an era now where people are very concerned about the air. The folks that did this right during the COVID era, I'm talking about bars and restaurants and healthcare schools, they had way less occasions. Tracking of COVID-19. It works. And it is affordable for your home, for your business, just like H.A. Thompson & Sons have done for schools and long-term care facilities, medical health care facilities as well. So find out more at hatandsons.com. Open phone time here on this Thursday edition, WeFest edition of the program. We're going to be live at Detroit Lakes, Minnesota tomorrow for more countdown to WeFest. Talk to some of the folks about how this impacts them. But Grant and Bismarck, I want you to flesh out a little bit about what you're talking about. I think what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, is where's our whistleblowers? Where, when people see these threats, do they not say, you know what, I'm not going to stand up for the Biden administration doing this. I'm going to go public with this. Is that what you were saying, Grant?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, let's just take example of that shooting in Texas. We had a police officer that he was going in and he was arrested and disarmed. And I feel like, in a way, there's plenty of good soldiers, like, don't get me wrong, and generals and all that. But everyone at the top, I mean, they're going to have to jump their rank and you're going to be dang near in the Oval Office. And at what point does that happen? And then what's the repercussion of that? I mean, we just don't have any leadership at the very top. We all know that. But when we have good guys that are leaders and they're continually muzzled by threatened of just court-martialed and you lose everything that you worked for 40 years and you're a patriot, well, I mean, how do we fix that?
Yeah, self-interest overriding national interest. By the way, I think this U.S. Air Force Major Jeremy Fox is an example of what you're talking about. What I read earlier, this guy talking about, you know, a costly national security risk causing grave damage to the United States, strategic advantages. He wrote that specifically about the threat of Fu Feng. And guess what? He did it, and he put it in his memo, I'm doing this as myself on my own time. Now, he's still employed there. He didn't get tossed out or anything else. But he sort of did a version of what you're talking about, which I think is admirable. You also said something about a moral and ethical reset. You put some of this on us. We all ought to do this. We all ought to buy less of their crap, right?
Yeah. Right. I mean, we got to think about the generations behind you because, you know, you can do whatever you can to make yourself as comfortable as possible, but this is just your temporary state. You know, there's another life after this. And you can't just be selling out, even in corporate, the corporate America, because that's all they're doing. They just keep shipping everything overseas because for the plastic crap in China. And we got to stop that, and we got to treat everybody with, I mean, it just comes down to a fair wage and everyone treating each other good, morally and ethically, because as we can see, you can't get anybody to hire. It's just trickling down to just total chaos amongst everything because it's hard to do business, it's hard to run communities and look at the schools.
You're making a lot of sense, Grant, and I appreciate the call very much. Thank you. Love our listeners. Sandin in Minot, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Back to the Fu Feng deal, I mean, I'm 100% in agreement with China having their ulterior motives for putting it there, but we also think we need to remember that when the announcement was first made that it was coming here, Doug Burgum and John Hoven were the biggest cheerleaders for it coming in. I haven't heard much from Burgum, but and John Hoven, he hasn't changed his tune in my opinion, but he's addressed the fact that maybe this isn't such a good idea. But when this first come out, that the two biggest cheerleaders for the whole deal were Burgum and Hoven, and I think they were the ones that even announced it in the first place. So as the two leaders, I think that just shows how out of touch they are with true North Dakotans from the standpoint. Because as soon as it was out, the people of North Dakota said, "No way, we don't want it." It's national security, food security, so many areas that makes no sense. But they were all for it.
Yeah, I don't remember the time at which both of them came out. Guns a-blazing being in favor of it. This thing has been a little bit complicated because initially it was announced that there was this effort by a U.S. site selection committee to find the perfect place for a corn milling plant. And Grand Forks was selected by this group, and then we found out it was Chinese-owned. So I don't exactly remember the timing of their initial praise of this, whether we knew it was Chinese-owned or whether we were just gung-ho about a corn milling plant. I think it's fair to say, however, that since we've not had nearly the opposition from those two that we've had from Senator Kevin Cramer, who is a member of the Armed Services Committee. So there's definitely a difference there. Now, both have said since, because Senator Hoven wrote this letter with Senator Cramer and Senator Marco Rubio to the Treasury Department, the Biden administration, saying, hey, investigate this. And Governor Burgum said, we ought to respect the process of whatever that outcome is. But I would agree with you, the opposition from Senator Hoven and Governor Burgum, knowing what we know, should be more forceful. That's what I'm saying. We know enough right now to say, stop, end this thing. I agree with you.
Right, and all John is saying, we just need to investigate it, follow the process, trust the process. So, but it just leads me to my another point where I don't think they're fully in tune with the people of North Dakota as they are with whatever their agenda that they're trying to push through. And for a perfect site selection, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there's even rail service to that area. Is there a Grand Forks?
Well, there's rail service. I don't know if there's rail service to that site. I don't remember, but I know a lot of people are concerned about the truck traffic. And, you know, the city of Grand Forks has said, you know, the water's got to be right, the transportation's got to be right, national security concerns have to be addressed. They've got this litany of things that they have in the way of hard stops for this plant and are going through them. I think there's 20 deal points, so those are included in that.
And I've been in the grain business a lot, and you have to have rail. Rail's the only thing that makes commodities work. Trucks are the sideline of it.
And I don't remember exactly the rail issue, but it's a good question, Santa. Thank you. I just don't care about any of those other deal points because I see this as a concern on national security alone, and that's enough. Stop.
Reveille, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian prosecutors have sought a sentence of 9.5 years in prison for U.S. women's basketball player Brittany Griner, with a verdict in her trial on drug possession and smuggling charges expected later today. Both sides were scheduled to make closing arguments, and Ms. Griner is expected to deliver final testimony in her own defense. As the recession continues to make life more difficult than it need be, the Democrats are trying to spend tons more money before the midterm elections in November. More spending in a time of a recession will only prolong the pain and increase taxes on most Americans. Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News talks about the Democrats' inflation reduction bill during a recession.
The cause of the inflation is the Democrats' massive spending. Their solution is spend more and tax more. It's like throwing gasoline on a raging bonfire. It will only make inflation go up, not down.
USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones, or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me.
Yeah.
I wanna do the two-step.
Just like country rap, or what is this?
That's exactly what it is. Blanco Brown, he's gonna be at WeFest tonight. Yeah.
Blanco Brown, there you go. Come on, Todd, sing along. Do a little Blanco. Yeah. Back on What's On Your Mind, 701-258-0550. Tell me what's on your mind. I'm getting some great testimonials from our listeners about my coffee, which is available at mystore.com. Love this coffee. Very smooth, buying extra to give my mom and dad to try. Smooth and stronger if you double brew, says another. Good coffee. How about some hazelnut? Well, you have it in a number of different flavors. Light roast, medium roast, dark roast. There's a medium roast decaf as well. There's you can order it whole bean or ground. And this coffee is something that Mike Lindell, since he's always on the road, drinking coffee, which keeps him energized and focused, and sampled a lot of good coffee, but this one is different. Rich, but also very smooth, low acidity. The finish is clean. It has a pleasant aftertaste, delicious. Mike's his best coffee he's ever had. And it's roasted and packed right in the USA. So you got to love that, too. And right now, it's as low as $18.74 with the promo code SCOTT. Promo code SCOTT, folks. That's right. Available in different sizes as well. Go to mystore.com right now. Mystore.com, and remember, use the promo code SCOTT. Okay? All right. All right, let's see who's next. Lyle in Fargo. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Lyle.
It occurs to me that this latest trip that Pelosi has taken to Taiwan and South Korea is just nothing more than another distraction to get mind off of the real problems America is facing.
That would not surprise us, would it?
No, not a bit, considering that they got nothing else to put forward to try to convince people to vote for them.
I would say this, however. I don't care if it's Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House or Newt Gingrich as Speaker of the House or, you know, you name it, Republican or Democrat. If they decide they're going to go to Taiwan, and in the case of Nancy Pelosi, one thing I will say about her, this has been an issue of hers her entire time as Speaker. So she probably realizes the gavel's going to be ripped from her hands here come November. And so she wants to do a little victory lap. I have no doubt what you're saying is true, that this is a distraction, whatever. But I'm telling you, the reaction from the Chinese to literally threaten to shoot her plane out of the sky because she's going to Taiwan is yet another reason to say we are in a different time with China. Wake up, folks. And I don't care what's happened before. Oh, they bought Cirrus 10 years ago. I don't care. We need them to trade globally. I don't care. All of which are true facts. That has happened, but doesn't mean we need to continue it, especially when conveniently they announced this after the ISR mission, again, intelligence, reconnaissance, surveillance mission, is a new mission coming to the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Hard stop. No more. And now I know, from sources I won't reveal, that there will be a change to that mission should the Fufeng Chinese ownership proceed at the Grand Forks corn milling plant. Do we need to know anymore? I don't think so.
But it also occurs that maybe it's just another distraction to there's been so much talk about China's being, or the Bidens being in China's pocket. Maybe they're just trying to distract that Biden's going to show that he can stand up to the Chinese while secretly just kind of favoring them and taking money from them.
Yeah, he's compromised in many ways, as we know, Lyle. Great points. Appreciate the call. Texter says, now China's moving on the Solomon Islands, and everything they are doing is leading towards war, so we need to hard stop everything with them. Thank you. We need to manufacture everything here and get nothing from them. Beef up and fix our military, of course, with the fraud Biden people in office who can't do anything. China's our biggest foreign threat. Wish we would be focusing and preparing for that and the domestic threats that need much attention, but so many people have sold us out. We need to figure out how to get rid of them. It is not an easy feat to decouple our economy with China. Prescription drugs, chips, rare earth elements. But I agree, we need a plan to start doing just that. The 100-year war started 80 years ago, maybe 90 years ago. That's what we're in the middle of right now. Another listener says, contact Dave Krieger about the equipment they put up near ICBM facilities in Montana.
That's Huawei. Yeah, that was the 5G towers all.
CNN reported on that.
Yeah. I dug into that a little bit. That's interesting.
They wanted to build some building in Washington, D.C., and it was going to be the tallest building in Washington, D.C. to do what? Intercept signals from the Pentagon, and somebody finally said, whoa, no, not a good idea. That got stopped literally, you know, at the 11th hour of that particular project. CNN reported that.
Long game, people.
What more do we need?
They are playing the long game.
Somebody didn't like our bumper music just now. Listener says, real country fans call that crap tractor rap music.
I know.
A little something for everybody at WeFest, right?
A little bit.
Texas says, trust the process. Give me a break. Has anyone looked at our State Department? You have a president that is bought and paid for by China. The American people will get no justice from this State Department, let alone North Dakota. By the way, it's no coincidence that Bill Gates bought what he did, timing-wise, along with the Fufeng deal. They play us every day, and we allow it to happen. Not sure I follow the timing and the connection to the farmland by Bill Gates myself. Need to expand on that a little bit. For one, the deal you're talking about with Campbell Farms happened a long time ago. Second of all, the Campbell brothers continue to operate that under a lease, lifelong lease. As long as they own the land, the Campbells continue to farm it. So it seems like apples and oranges, but I know a lot of the media have connected those two. I've not exactly been able to determine why that is. Jeff in Jamestown, then Sylvester in South Dakota. Jim, the flagpole guy, coming up, too. By the way, try and buy U.S.-made flags. You can't believe it. Or even some of the uniforms our troops use. Jim will have more on that coming up here. Jeff, Jamestown, go!
Anyway, John seemed awfully agitated. I've never heard him so worked up in a speech yesterday. But he seemed to be worried about regulations ruining big oil. Here's a couple of facts. Now, let's be realistic. Record export of natural gas, oil, refined fuels At the same time, I've been able to get all the fuel I need. It just cost a lot. So they're getting all this done. Nobody's went without in the face of all these regulations, and they've posted record profits. And today the EIA came out. We've actually got an unexpected build in crude oil supplies. You know what? I need some honesty out of these guys.
Well, the regulation he's talking about and he's worked up about is proposed regulation.
It's part of the new window dressing.
Well, it's not window dressing. It's real. It's proposed regulation that will increase the price of fuel. I mean, it's part of this climate action crap from Joe Manchin. He's talking about what's proposed, Jeff.
For oil to be a shortage and this high priced, none of us should have been able to get product. And we had product all the time. No problem.
Well, I don't think anybody said there was a shortage.
That's all we were threatened with all spring. You won't get fuel. You won't get fuel. You better grab it. You better grab it. Paid through the nose for it. My customers got ripped off.
All right. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind? That's why we ask. Ty, Fargo, then Cy, South Dakota.
Hey, Scott. How are you, friend? Hey, listen real quick. Let's start with a couple quick questions. Specifically about the state of North Dakota and our governor, my understanding is that is he supporting this soybean thing at this factory in Grand Forks? Is he supporting this?
I would answer that question yes, with the caveat, just like Senator Hoeven and Senator Kramer, they want the, what Governor Burgum's office has said is that the federal government needs to sign off on this and supports the effort to get an answer out of the Treasury Department. I don't trust the answer from them myself. But, I think the governor's been more supportive than Senator Kramer, to answer your question.
Thank you. I want to pose a question to you, and I just want to, Scott, you have a powerful voice, and the flag is a really powerful voice, and I know that we have respect for our politicians, and they're, we have friendships, and we have long relationships, and it pays off because we work together. We have that in North Dakota. But at the same time, the flag is an opportunity to be a voice of the people, to put the pressure on. And has anybody had a really hard driving conversation on air with the governor about why he's doing this and the why we all don't agree with this and why Bill Gates is buying land? And I mean, I look at like Florida and DeSantis, and Disney comes in and messes with their state and he takes away their taxes and he makes laws. He's now doing, so West Virginia was the one state is going against BlackRock and these companies. Their governors are taking powerful moves to protect their states and their people. And I don't sense that. And I'd like to see the flag push for that.
Yeah, well, we've asked the questions to get clarity on that. That's where I now am able to say with a great deal of certainty that the governor is saying whatever the national security apparatus says, he's going to respect. I take that as a good sign. Has the governor been on specifically talking about this project at length? No. Actually, he was scheduled to do so yesterday, and his father-in-law passed away. So we've rescheduled that conversation. But we'll have it, Ty, and we are going to continue to press. I'm pressing right now saying this is not hard. Hard stop. Not a chance. No. We know enough. Appreciate the call. Sylvester in South Dakota, quickly go. You're next.
Yeah, Scott. Long time no talk. June 24th. You know what day that was?
Tell me.
The Supreme Court turned over Roe versus Wade, but it was also the Feast of St. John the Baptist, the Nativity of St. John the Baptist.
Yes.
And it was actually the Feast of the Sacred Heart of our Lord, of Jesus Christ, on that day. God's got a clock and a calendar himself, and we got to thank him for that. He answered our prayers, and the battle's not over.
You couldn't have said it any better, Sylvester. You could not have said it any better. I'd forgotten that was the day, but now that you mentioned it, I did know all of that at the time, which gave me chills. Pretty amazing. I was actually up in Portland, North Dakota, celebrating the 150th anniversary of a farm. 150th anniversary of a farm. Think about that. Pretty incredible. And there were cheers when that decision got handed down. Wonderful day. Thanks for the call. When we come back, Jim the Flagpole Guy on What's On Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Ready to launch your small business? Or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home? The one you can take anywhere? Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our Envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the Envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is real country, isn't it now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Something about the way she's wearing her dress.
Clay Walker. He's kind of the, he and Tanya Tucker are the only kind of old school artists that are at WeFest this year, which is great that they do that.
Tomorrow night, Clay Walker will be there. And it's not tractor rap. Somebody sent us a lot of emojis with people throwing things up. I'm sorry about that. Hey, what about Gary Allen, Dwight Yoakam, George Jones?
Gary Allen will be in Otter Tail, Minnesota, September 3rd, by the way, if you want to join us down at the Otter for a little end of summer party.
Remember Buck Owens?
Oh, very well.
Oh, yeah. I love Buck Owens. Yeah.
True story. Gary Allen's
True story, Gary Allen's pedal steel player, his name is Chad Udine. His dad, Al Udine, was an original Buckaroo.
Huh?
Buck Owens and the Minneapolis guy. Yep.
Buckaroos.
There you go. Al Udine was the pedal steel player.
It's We Fest Thursday, counting down. Day one today. We'll be live at Detroit Lakes tomorrow. What's on your mind? Jim the Flagpole Guy is here. USFlagpoleGuy.com. By the way, not easy to get U.S.-made flags, is it, Jim?
No, sir. No, sir. Good morning, Scott, and good morning to everybody. And I actually am struggling with, you know, the understanding that there's a flag shortage, okay? So what's happening is, I believe, is the polyester material is created in China. It's crazy, okay? So that thread comes over to America, they loom it, they sew it together, and they call it made in America. This is bad. Okay, now, real quick, on the Fu thing, to Governor Burgum, sorry for the loss of your father-in-law, but regarding the Fu thing, I got to simplify it and bring it down to the people. Don't be stupid. And my dad used to say, don't be stupid, and he would emphasize the ooh, that's like stupid on steroids. These are Chinese. We've allowed the federal government to get us this far saturated with communism to where they think that they can tell our government where we can and can't go. We don't operate under communist rule, and there's a whole bunch of us that will go to death to prove that. Okay, we proved it before. Love wins. We're on the side of love. Okay, what do we love? We love North America. We love North Dakota farmers. Okay, now, what do we need? We need hemp. Okay, we need to replace flag material with hemp. Hemp is good for the farmer. It's another rotational crop. Most farmers that studied this know that this adds nutrition back into the rotation. It adds good water retention. It's good for the soil. You can't smoke it. You can't get high. Okay, now, what will that do? That'll produce material to create thread. We take the thread. We dye it right here. We bring production right into North Dakota. Okay, there are legislators who are already interested in this. So we're launching what we're calling the Hemp for Freedom Project. We need hemp. It's going to supply jobs to North Dakota, and it's going to make our flag 100% made in America. Do not miss this economic development opportunity. And if you'd like to respond, please give the Department of Commerce a call. It's 701-328-5300. That's the Department of Commerce, 701-328-5300. Let them know that you want North Dakota made hemp flags a reality. Okay, don't miss this opportunity to help North Dakota defend the freedoms and liberty and beat back the socialists and communists. Okay, communists, all capitals, communists. We do not allow communism in this country. There's too much of it. All right, I'm the flagpole guy. I am here to say enough is enough. Okay, they're trying to destroy our nation. Let's be patriotic. Let's be American. You know, our first flags were sewed out of hemp. All our clothes used to be sewn out of hemp. They made rope hemp. The Navy used to be the largest hemp user. You know, all their ropes were made out of hemp. Okay, so we got to get back to America first, and I'm just tore up, Scott, of how a communist nation is going to tell our government where we can go and where we can't go and who we can't support, and they're going to threaten us? Well, you're going to see Americans come off the top rope with a flying elbow smash. I know I'm not the most intellectual, but this country needs to come back to the ground level to its citizens. We're done. If Governor Burgum is asking the federal government for its, influence, whether or not they would approve it, how ridiculous is that when we can't even trust our federal government to monitor a president who we know, son, has been so influential in the destruction of our country with his crack pipe and, all of this.
I agree. You can't trust that process one bit. And the texter here says, hey, Jim's right. It's a monumental task to reclaim control of our country from China. That's why we need to start now.
Please call 701-328-5300, the Department of Commerce in North Dakota. Let's get this going. If you're a farmer and you want to grow hemp, call them up. Call me up. If you know how to loom material and turn this into a product, call me up. Call Doug Burgum and tell him no on foofing. We got to, this is ground level. We got to do it, folks.
Jim's number, by the way, is 701-571-FLAG. You'll never buy a flag from a bigger patriot. I like his idea. Guys, what do you think? We're going to grow flags. Our farmers already are.
Oh, there's so many things you could use that for, too.
Feeding the world.
Yeah.
We might as well grow flags. I love it. Let's get to it. By the way, Doug Goring is a bit. From the field to the flag. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. God bless you, Jim. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless America.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.